I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. So many of us yearn for world peace, the end of poverty and homelessness, and universal health care. This is the stuff of hopeful dreams, and many of us spend our days doing what we can to move closer to these ideals. Of course, political obstacles, funding shortfalls, and bureaucratic challenges often stymie our best efforts. But along with our noble pursuits, it seems so important to remember that meaningful change in our world also occurs incrementally, one small step at a time. Famed anthropologist Margaret Mead once noted, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has." This week's essayist, Andrew Sukov, believes just that.
Returning home from a recent Boston Red Sox game, my son and I passed several homeless individuals in the extreme cold. We gave one the change that we had, but didn't have anything for the others. My son was upset that we didn't give more and was overwhelmed by what he could do about the poverty and homelessness. I felt his despair at what seemed to be insurmountable. If only someone would come by with $1 billion to make all this go away. The urge for someone, anyone, to fix a big problem is universal. We as individuals feel helpless in the face of such a large problem. What can one person do? When I run through my neighborhood, I find myself picking up recyclables as I get close to my house, returning home exhausted and with an armload of items to recycle. I'm frustrated by the seeming endless supply of valuable items lying around and people who are too indifferent to pick them up. As I ponder this, I realize there is no one magic bullet or person who will come by and fix all of our problems for us. If each of us gave up a coffee or treat each day, we could raise $1 billion tomorrow. If each of us picked up a single piece of litter or recycling every day, how quickly would the problem of trash go away? If each of us turned one light off 30 minutes sooner, how much energy would be saved and how much cleaner would our world be? I believe in the power of small changes. 2,000 years ago, Jewish rabbis taught that to save a life is to save the world. Echoes of this are found in Christian and Islamic writings as well. When you help a homeless person, you're really helping two people, the homeless person and yourself. The satisfaction of intentional small acts goes way beyond the time of the brief interaction. We know that simple actions, repeated many times over, change the way the brain works. Simple acts of kindness do make you a better person. This I believe. Every time I help a homeless person, every time I pick up some litter or recycling, every time I intentionally cut back on my energy usage, I'm making myself a better person, as well as making the world a better place. Change starts with each of us, no matter how small.
Andrew Sukov lives with his wife and three children in Cranston. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.